The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Can you imagine sitting wondering at home whether a mass murderer who killed your daughter and three other people might be left out of prison sometime soon? I speak of Maria Dempsey, whose daughter Alicia was one of four people murdered by John Geary in November of 2010. He killed his former partner, Sarah, their five-month-old daughter, Amy, Sarah's three-year-old son, Rhys, and Alicia. It happened in Newcastle West in Limerick on the 15th November 2010. Alicia was just days short of her 21st birthday when it happened. And once again now, 14 years later, John Geary is attempting to get parole. I have spoken to Maria Dempsey in the past, and she joins me once more. Maria, here we are again. Here we are with you having to go through this as he tries to get out. It must be very painful for you. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. Yeah, I mean, you know, rather than painful, it's quite stressful, and it just takes such a long time to all be completed before we'll know, you know. Well, we know the outcome is going to be a no, because, I mean, it'd be crazy to be thinking about letting him out, really. You know, he is a mass murderer, you know, it's four people's lives, and two children particularly, you know.
Well, if you compare it to the UK, put it into their system, he would never see the light of day again.
I can well imagine him saying minimum of 45 years, 60 years, or never coming out, you know?
Yeah.
Which he was given four life sentences to be served as one. And nobody knows how long a life sentence is. You know, I once believed that when somebody got a life sentence, it was life in prison.
Yeah.
You know, it obviously isn't.
We're told that the average in the Irish system is about 14 to 20 years, that most people do about 17 or 18 years. But the fact is, he can apply now for parole, and you have to go through the stress of whether he'll get it or not. Like, what happens for you when he makes an application? What happens? How are you notified? What do you have to do?
Well, we got an email this time. I mean, you know, that's changed, and this time it wasn't on the anniversary of Alicia and Sarah and Rhys's and Amy's death.
Yeah.
Which it was the first time, which that was like, that was the biggest shock, you know. The immediate thought was, well, why are we going through this? Because really, I can't see them letting him out. You know, it's like, I think, you know, once it gets towards 20 years, then I'll be starting to feel probably more stress or more anxiety than I do now, because it's just a process, I feel, at the minute.
The Minister for Justice said last year that she would favour a system under which someone like Geary would be told by the judge at sentencing that he can't even be considered for parole for, say, 20 years or even 30 years. I think the new Taoiseach, Simon Harris, is in favour of carrying that through. How important is it for families like yours that that is carried through?
I actually think it is going to be such a relief, because, you know, if I just remind you that he murdered, he was 3 years before we got to court, and then 4 years later, he had his first parole, which they say seven. A lot of people have just assumed that that would have been from when he was sentenced, but it's from when he started remand. And then, you know, we're at it again. And we're probably going to face another three, maybe, before the 20 years. So, and the whole process, it kind of, like, it's not on your mind all the time, but you get the letter, and it's probably about a year before it's wrapped up. So, you know, that's going to be like, what, 4 or 5 years of it being on our mind, you know what I mean, being there. And I just feel that we do deserve the peace to just jump into normal life and not have this kind of reminder. I mean, it's our choice if we partake, but there's still something in the back of your mind. It's like, what if I don't say something, you know?
Yeah. Like, what do you mind me saying, or are you allowed to tell me? What do you say to the parole board when the application comes up?
Well, I mean, I think that everybody's going to be saying, you know, apart from having the heart ripped out, that, you know, life can be a struggle, which it can, because it affects people in so many different ways. It affects relationships in ways that people don't know what to say or how to bring up Alicia's name or victims' names. They don't know if it's appropriate to tell you stories that they remember about them. You know what I mean? So this kind of, there is a bit of an awkwardness in relationships. But on top of that, it's just birthdays come, memories come, anniversaries come, and they all have different effects. I think every person I know, and I know quite a few who've lost loved ones, that generally 4 months before the anniversary or their birthdays, it's like, oh, that's coming up. And as it gets closer and closer to the anniversaries, you know, your anxiety does get much higher, and it's just like you hold it in your body, you know. It's like, you don't obsess over it, it's just there in your body. It's just like a reminder all the time as well that, you know, because you can kind of get on with life and you can enjoy life, you know, you can.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, you know, we've got families, so we've got all the new memories and everything. So, yeah, 20 years would have been great. It would have been great for all of us, for the children growing up and everything, you know, that isn't in their life as young children.
I think it's kind of far... future families, it won't apply retrospectively, it won't apply in your case, even if the minister does push through the legislation, but for others to come in the future, it's for them you want this.
Well, absolutely, yeah, because I think the thing is, it's like, you know, when people say about moving on, it's not like moving on, but it's being able to move away from it, you know, and get back into life and laughing, because like I remember it was like 7 years before I really did laugh properly. I can remember the day. It's like, oh my god. You know, not just like do the moves, like, you know, a little chuckle, but actually finding something really funny. I was like, oh my god. It actually felt good. It felt good.
Yeah. No, because somebody else said that to me, who'd lost a loved one, said that when they did eventually learn to laugh again, the first time they had guilt for happiness. I would hope that doesn't happen to you.
No, I think because, you know, we have a big enough family, you know, so you have to kind of do it for them as well, you know. They take over.
Yeah. The new Taoiseach said he intends to get tough on law and order. He doesn't have much time left before he goes to the country for a general election, at which time, if this legislation isn't gone through, it will fall with the government. How important is it that it doesn't fall?
I haven't actually met anybody who doesn't agree that something needs to be done. Mm-hmm. For families, and yeah, I would hope it would be close to completion.
It's always good to talk to you, Maria. I sometimes wonder how you get from day to day.
Family, I'm lucky that way. I know there's others who don't have. They've lost their sole child. You know, we've got a family, so you know that's kept us going. It always does. Just try and make their lives as normal as possible.
Well, no doubt we will talk again, and I hope for you, for your sake and the sake of others, this legislation does go through, and the next time that there's a John Geary before the courts, a judge will be able to say you won't even be eligible for parole for 20 years. I really hope that day comes for you. Maria, always good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All the best now. Bye.
Cheers, Maria. She's fairly sure that his... request for parole will be turned down, but she's still got to go through it
while he requests it. 0818969696. And that bit of legislation is there since about 2019 and is making its way painstakingly slowly through the Oireachtas. And what it would give the power, the judge the power to say to someone like John Geary, convicted in a number of years ago, he did it and he murdered them in November 2010, convicted a few years later, she said, it would empower a judge to say, as he or she hands down sentence, and you, John Geary, shall serve a minimum of 20 years before you're eligible for parole, or a minimum of 30 years before you're eligible for parole. Would you believe that in 2024 in Ireland, a judge doesn't have that power?
Cork's 96 FM.